Diablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back here on a Halloween Friday. October 31st, we have got light rain, 36 degrees, which is rather appropriate for a Halloween morning. Like I said, it kind of gives it that Munsters or Adams Family kind of feel. I'm in here with Minnie Mouse today from Wilkin Emergency Services, Brianna Koval.
Good morning.
With your mouse ears on. Your Minnie Mouse ears.
Yes. Yep. These are my black tie.
It's adorable.
Yep. I know. These are the work appropriate mouse ears.
For people that don't know, and Brianna and I have talked about it, you are a huge Disney fan.
Absolutely.
You know, so again, it's appropriate.
I have whole wall full of mouse ears at home. It's my secret shame.
All right.
It's okay.
There's nothing to be ashamed of with that.
Well, some people are just, some people aren't into it or they don't understand, but don't yuck my yum. That's what I say.
Yes, right?
Yep.
Now, are these mouse ears part of your collection?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are. I bought these ones, I think, I didn't buy these ones at Disney. These are special ones. I bought these, I think, when we were in Kentucky for the archery tournament because we stopped at a mall and mm-hmm. they happened to have a particular store that carries items like these.
They're very nice.
Yeah,
and
I like these ones.
It looks borderline expensive. Like, okay, you had to shell out a little for this.
Yeah, like a whole $30.
Okay.
They're not as expensive
worth
as you
it.
Would think.
Okay.
But they look very nice.
They
Anyways,
look very nice.
Back on topic.
Back
don't
on topic.
Don't need to talk about my costume. So,
well, I'm
we
just saying
about,
it looks really nice and happy Halloween, too, by the way.
Thank you, but we are going to talk about costume safety.
Okay, let's do it.
Yep, exactly. Because the little trick-and-treaters and ghouls and goblins are going to be wandering around this evening, mm-hmm. hopefully, if the weather holds, the S-word might be in the forecast for late this evening. So just be advised that you may need to bring some warmer gear with you. And when I say warmer, we'll call it more water repellent gear because if we do get the S word, it's going to be wet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, just a few safety tips to think about. If your trick-or-treater is wearing a mask, maybe think about face paint instead. If you can do without the mask, typically those masks are going to be horribly difficult to see through.
Yeah.
So you're going to have some slips, trips, and falls associated with that. I think everybody who has had a toddler remembers the toddler wearing a mask, and then they face plant 18 times when you're trying to walk them to
Boom.
The four houses that you're trick-or-treating to.
True, yeah.
So just keep that in mind. Sometimes face paint can be your friend rather than wearing that mask. And if you do choose to be out a little later, make sure that you have some sort of reflective tape on you or a light on you. They make those wonderful little blinking lights that
you
can clip onto mm-hmm. yourself or onto your trick-or-treater just to alert people that you're in the area because you are far more likely. What's the statistic that I found? Children are more than twice likely to be hit by a car on Halloween than any other day of the year.
Mm.
And that's because they're wandering around in the dark.
Yeah.
And they don't have any reflective stuff on. They don't have a flashlight or anything with them.
Those lights, those LED lights are really cool. I've seen people wearing them. I've got six of them. I'm going out tonight as an airport runway.
Way to go. Mm. But even just putting some glow bracelets on your kiddos before they head out, it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
And then also remember, stick to the sidewalks where there are sidewalks. And if there isn't a sidewalk, be right next to that curb. Yeah. That's going to keep you a lot safer when you're walking around as well. Also remember with those pumpkins, much safer to use the battery-operated lights versus candles. Lots of fires happen from poorly ventilated pumpkins
That's
if you're
right.
going to put a real candle in there. So just keep some of those things in mind as your kids head out tonight. And if you are an adult heading out tonight, because it is Friday. Halloween doesn't always fall on a Friday.
I know.
But
party time tonight.
Exactly. There's a lot of activities happening for adults tonight as well. And remember to have that designated driver or have a safe way to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we all can have a safe and enjoyable Halloween.
What is the craziest costume you've ever encountered? The craziest thing you've ever seen?
Okay, so this isn't the craziest thing. This is the most embarrassing thing. And I will say that I was not the only one on board with this idea.
Mm-hmm.
But this was 6-7 years ago when the movie It came back out.
And oh, yeah, Pennywise,
Exactly. So then there's all the little girls with the balloon and the yellow rain jacket and the little boots on. And I'm like, what is that, Paddington Bear? And I'm legit.
Well, that's
I absolutely thought in my naivety that these kids were dressing up as Paddington Bear.
I would think that.
Because I would have never thought that small children would have been wearing that costume.
From the It movie,
Yes, exactly. So that's not necessarily the craziest thing I've ever seen, but that's honestly the most embarrassing costume idea that I've ever bought into thinking it was something else.
Well, I know, but that's understandable.
Yeah,
okay, that
absolutely.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
But looking back, I'm like, really? Yeah. How could I have believed that? Like, what was I thinking? But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
So now everybody knows.
Now everybody knows.
Yep,
that's your
that
crazy.
I thought it was Paddington
your crazy
Bear.
Costume experience. There was one point in my life, I was out, I don't know where I was, okay? And that's not unusual looking back on my life. But I actually saw a man dressed as a woman, dressed as Santa Claus. Wrap your arms around that one. Good luck. Craziest thing I've ever encountered on Halloween.
I'll hold that one for a while because I'm really not sure.
I wasn't either. Looking at it, and then, no, it had to be explained to me. Now, and I felt kind of like...
That's okay, just like Paddington Bear had
exactly.
to be
explained
to me.
So there you go. So, that's what brought it up into my head. So
absolutely.
All right, do you want to talk Vikings now that JJ's back, or do you not want to even get into it?
Well...
Because, boy, they're taking some heat.
They are. I have some concerns about Sunday.
Okay.
But we're playing the Lions. I always have concerns when we play the Lions.
Uh-huh.
We haven't won against the Lions since 2022, so we don't exactly have a great record against them.
Yeah.
They're a really tough team, just generally speaking. Typically, they're going to sit at the top of the division anyways.
Right.
So we're just going to see how it goes.
Okay.
I have lots of bad memories from lots of Lions games, so we're just going to cross our fingers and see what happens. And we'll just call this a building year for us, right?
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, there's always a label you can hang on it.
That's what we say at this point in the season when it's not going so well anymore.
It's our rebuilding year.
Exactly. We're just rebuilding. It's fine.
See, I go way back because of my age, okay? So it's been a rebuilding year for me since 1969.
Yeah.
And Len Dawson and the Chiefs, okay?
Yeah.
So there you go.
It'll always be all right, though, because they'll always be our team.
I know.
And it doesn't
and
matter.
I know. And
it's
every
just a game.
Every August, you go back and go, okay, I'm still in love with them. And then they break your heart by January.
I know.
But there you go.
That's
I bleed purple, too. Scouts, you want to mention anything about scouts?
You know.
Tweener time here?
It is. Okay. It is that in-between time where winter stuff hasn't quite set in yet because we're not quite there. But summer stuff is all wrapped up. You know, they're going to be doing flags on Veterans Day early in the morning, late in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Boy Scout troop that's out at the cemetery putting up all those flags.
Wow.
I know. Yep, they do it on Memorial Day, too.
That is a huge undertaking.
It is. They're usually out there at about 7 a.m.
Good
with
for
their,
them.
Their hats and gloves on, putting all those flags out, and then back before dark to take them all down. And then they'll be over at the Veterans Day lunch.
Okay.
That'll be at the community center.
Okay, so they're going to be making the rounds.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's right around the corner, too. So.
Yeah, it's only a week and a half away.
Right.
So, but yeah, we're just kind of skirting through until winter, and then we'll see what happens. We'll see what they decide to do.
Well, it's going to be a couple weeks till you and I get a chance to actually converse.
Absolutely. I know.
I'm going to
be
out
sad.
Next Friday, and you're going to be out the following Friday. So, I'll try to buck up and, you know, keep my head above me till you're back.
Right. Here. Well, and when I come back, Gene Ferdinand's going to be here.
I know. Talking Salvation Army.
Absolutely.
You know,
because bell ringing is right around the corner.
Tis the season.
Absolutely.
Hard to believe. Brianna, great to have you in here.
Thank you.
Be well. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, two,
Absolutely.
3 weeks. All right. It's 9:15, Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.